And wherever I go, after I've gotten a little old, I carry a little pad of paper. And when the Lord reveals something to me, I just jot it down. And I've even wrote on my gun stock in the woods with a bullet. And things like that, just to get a thought that is presented to me. Take a piece of tag out of my clothes or something and write on it. Something or another to keep the message in my mind.
I can remember in my own experience how my poor boy's heart craved to touch God. I thought, oh, if I could only go up and knock on his door and talk to him a little while. And of course, you know my story. I got me a paper and pencil and was going to write him a letter because I couldn't talk to him. Spoke that he was write his commandments up on the bedpost and meditate on them day and night. That's what the church ought to do, would keep your heart tuned in with God day and night, for it stands when he appears.
Used to be when we would come and have these lessons, we'd premeditate on them for the week to come, run a series, and I'd have scriptures wrote down of every word through the scriptures, every little thing that I could, through the week, I'd go in the room and sit there and study and meditate and on the word, and if the Holy Spirit would give me something, I'd write it down, and I'd start to think again and write it down, whatever he'd tell me.
We put a lot of time in things, but God wants us to come apart and just sit down and worship him and talk with him. Talk it over. I love that. Oh, that sweetness, that's the greatest time of anybody's life. You just to sit down and meditate. Take everything off your mind. If you would do that, there wouldn't be so much nervousness around the country. If we would just think on God. Draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you.